Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday. It's a day designed to raise much-needed cash for nonprofit organizations. And every year, Boise State Public Radio celebrates the day by giving back to the community. We ask you to nominate your favorite local nonprofit, and then we would select two to receive $1,000 in on-air messaging grants. And the two nonprofits we picked for 2023 are Greater and the Dominie Farm Animal Sanctuary. Dominie Farm Animal Sanctuary is a farm that's located in Cuna, and it provides a permanent and loving home to all types of abandoned, abused, and special needs farm animals. Joining us now is the founder and the president of Dominie Farm Animal Sanctuary, Dominique Deloube. I want to welcome you to the program, Dominique.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank you for having us.
So, Dominique, tell us about your sanctuary. Why did you want to build a safe space for farm animals?
So I wanted to do that. It was like my childhood dream. I wanted to do that since I was a little girl. And there are a lot of sanctuaries for dogs and cats, but there was nothing for large animals. So that's why I started the sanctuary, actually.
So when did you start the sanctuary in Cuna?
So it started as a private sanctuary in 2013. And then during the pandemic, a lot of people adopted animals, you know, because they wanted to be self-sufficient. But then they went back to work and they didn't want or couldn't keep the animals. Mm. So they wanted to surrender them here. And I had to turn it into a nonprofit in 2021.
So what kind of animals do you have at the sanctuary right now?
So we have everything from guinea pigs to cows. We have about 75 animals. Yes, donkeys, mules, sheep, goat, an emu, alpaca, pigs, a lot of pigs, a lot of animals, bunnies, everything.
So tell us about some of the animals.
So we have a Nacho, the donkey, and he's an older donkey. He is very friendly with kids, but he doesn't like adults so much. We have pigs. Pigs have the best personalities. They're very much like us. So we have Moo, and his name is Moo because he looks like a cow, and he's going to be the size of a cow. So we call him. I know. They all have their own personality, you know, their own character. They are super sweet. Yeah, we have a lot of them, and most of them are elderly. Because we're a sanctuary, which means we take animals in and we keep them forever. So they stay with us forever.
So I know you mentioned that during the pandemic, you know, you got more animals in, you needed to make it a nonprofit. But I'm curious about where most of the animals have come from, because I don't want to make an assumption, but I'm going to kind of assume somebody didn't decide to get a pet emu and then decide to give it to you.
Yes, most of the animals come through veterinary referrals or through other sanctuary. We also accept some animal surrenders from the owners, but very few of them, because we have people calling us every day. Right now we have people for roosters twice a day, pigs twice a week, and we couldn't take them all. We wish we could, but we cannot.
So how important is it to get this kind of these kinds of donations to really keep the sanctuary running?
Yes, like we are run by volunteers, so nobody is paid at Dominie Farm, and we are 100% donor driven. So without the community donation and support, we couldn't survive. So we depend completely on public donations. And we need a lot of money because the animals eat a lot. Our budget this year is going to be over $50,000. And we work a lot on fundraising. And we wish, you know, we had more steady income so we would be able to work more with the community. We have program like a literacy program for children where children can read to the animals. We welcome people with public tours. We wish we could do that much more. So the more money we get, the more we can give it back to the community also.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping? We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.